It's here and now.
I will sing the Lord a new song, to praise him, to bless him, to bless the Lord.
That's a simple song from Leonard Bernstein's Mass, performed by tenor Peter Hoffman and Michael Tilson Thomas in the Los Angeles Philharmonic, with additional lyrics from Broadway lyricist Stephen Schwartz. Mass was inspired by the Catholic Mass and commissioned by Jacqueline Kennedy to open the John F. Kennedy Center in 1971. And our next guest was there to hear it and has never forgotten it. He's our favorite choir director, my former choir director at JFK High School in Plainview, Long Island, New York, Ron Cohen, who joins us occasionally bringing beautiful choral jewels with him. And Ron, today you're asking us to listen to the words.
Absolutely, because this is about the marriage of text and music, Robin.
Okay, so we're going to hear about this first piece, A Simple Song. Tell us a little bit about it.
Sometimes there is elegance in simplicity. Bernstein starts off with this pring, like a guitar chord, followed by this humble celebrant who sings almost like a Pete Seeger or a Woody Guthrie.
Yeah.
Make it up as you go along.
The key, which I again want to hear, have our listeners listen to, is the next phrase, which is so cool when he says, the celebrant says, "For God is the simplest of all."
God loves all simple things.
That's beautiful.
Is that? I can't tell you. I'm going to get verklempt.
Okay. All right.
But I mean, the thing that's so beautiful is that what are we seeking, basically? We're looking for truth. We're looking for what do we want? What do we need? And God is just saying, talk to us from your heart. Keep it simple.
Wonderful. Okay, we're going to have a list, as always, of Ron Cohen's picks. And this week we're listening to songs that have text that we want to pay attention to. That was Leonard Bernstein's A Simple Song. The second piece of music you've brought sets music to Walt Whitman.
This is called A Jubilant Song. It's by a gentleman named Norman Della Joio. And it's based on a poem by Walt Whitman called A Song of Joys. And it's something that our own Kennedy Choir recorded. And these next two or three pieces we're talking about, there's a link. And the link, which I believe in so much, is the idea of being positive. This whole poem, let me give you a little bit of it.
Sure.
Oh, to make the most jubilant song, full of music, full of manhood, womanhood, infancy. Oh, for the dropping of raindrops in a song. Oh, for the sunshine and motion of waves in a song. Oh, the joy of my spirit. It's uncaged. It darts like lightning. It's so full of optimism, so full of joy. And the music itself, which we'll listen to, is musical onomatopoeia.
Okay.
Because it captures, it darts like lightning, 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 lightning. And it captures the spirit of youth and young people.
So the music, as you said, an onomatopoeically, it says the words.
It does. Yeah. And it uses little running eighth notes, you know, lightning, lightning, or darts, you know, and it comes at you, you know.
Lightning, 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 lightning. My soul, it goes like lightning, 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 lightning.
What would you tell a choir in this song to get those words across?
If you were, when you were in the choir, I say, Robin, stand up. What would make you feel if we were singing the word rejoice? What would you say would make you feel full of joy? Anything.
Puppies. Okay.
Well,
puppies.
You know what? Think of them, and I want you to stand up, and I want you to go, rejoice! Okay? We do a text study of this thing, and we know the entire poem, and we'd interpret the poem. How does it make you feel? And then we'd look at the way the guy wrote it and put the feeling into the music.
For a From Whitman, now we want to go to Robert Frost, a Randall Thompson piece. He set music to Frost's Choose Something Like a Star. How did this song come about?
It's from a set called Frostiana, and it was in honor of the bicentennial of the town of Amherst.
Amherst, Massachusetts?
Amherst, yep. Massachusetts, right. Yeah. And this is so relevant, Robin, because I think we're around the time of high school graduations, and if you take the word soprano, sopra, supra, it means above. So it starts with an octave with a soprano. This is a beautiful octave. Bum, bum, and he just holds it. Well, the way I see it is that he uses the sopranos over and over, and the sopranos are the stars. Mm. And what are kids looking for? When they're trying to choose a career, they're looking for something that has ideals, something that has integrity, and the star is just there saying, I burn, is one of the lines. It asks of us a certain height. So when at times the mob is swayed to carry praise or blame too far, we may choose something like a star to stay our minds on and be stayed.
Again, Randall Thompson's Choose Something Like a Star, the words of Robert Frost. This recording, by the way, is the Calhoun Choir, the incredible Calhoun Choir from Merrick, Long Island. We're going to close with a piece that everybody knows this, but you may not know the words because they were based on a German poet's writing. Mm-hmm. This is Beethoven's Ode to Joy from his Ninth Symphony. You might be saying, yeah. But, you know, because of you, I looked up Friedrich Schiller's poem. It's quite something.
It really is. Because the basic thing about this, he says, be embraced, millions. This kiss for all the world. All men will become brothers. The link of all of the things I've chosen is that of hope, that of possibility, that of ideal, that of integrity. And when you hear this piece, I never get tired of Beethoven. And when I listen to it, the thing that strikes my soul, I get one word that I listen to, and I get the word encouragement.
Ron Cohen, our favorite high school choir director and my former director at JFK High School in Plainview, Long Island, bringing in some music just to get us thinking and listening. Ron, Mr. Cohen, thanks as always.
Love being here.
Okay, we know Ode to Joy has a mixed pedigree, sung at Hitler's birthday during China's Cultural Revolution, but we are going with critic Slavoj Žižek, who said, imagine a performance of this at which all sworn enemies for a moment forget their adversities and participate in the same magic moment of ecstatic musical brotherhood. In other words, encouragement. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us to see what the week brings here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.